One of the hardest parts of getting older is feeling like something's off in your body, but not knowing exactly what. It's not just aging. It's often your hormones, too. When they fall out of balance, everything feels off. But here's the good news. This doesn't have to be the story of your next chapter. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is an herbal formula made with science-backed ingredients designed to fine-tune your hormones by balancing estrogen, testosterone, progesterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol. It helps with common issues such as hot flashes, poor sleep, low energy, bloating, and more. With over 40,000 reviews and a bottle sold every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. A survey found 86% of women lost weight, 77% saw an improved mood, and 100% felt like themselves again. Start your next chapter feeling balanced and in control. For a limited time, get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
Ooh, it's so exciting. Oh,
It's video.
That's some great video.
Killed the radio star. Not that either of us were, no.
Well, I mean, we're not really video people and neither of us radio stars.
Exactly.
There used to be a prep service called Radio Star.
Uh-huh.
And this is how long ago it was. I remember it would come out, I think, like once a week or twice a week. And it was a massive download onto a dot matrix printer. And I would come into WJFK and I'd hear, like, a Tuesday, whatever the day was, and I'd hear, and it took a long time to print, and there was never anything good in it.
Never.
And at that time, I was working with Diana Sillman. I was somewhere between intern and assistant producer, and she would look at me and say, there's never anything good in this. Meanwhile, and oh, do I love paper that have sprocket holes on the side? That's the best.
But to tear them off and they're like,
yep.
Oh, that's so good.
I tell you what, you do that noise and I'll do the printer. Do it. Do the ripping the side of the paper off. And this, folks, is what you've chosen to listen to.
Oh, boy.
This is our first video episode.
Yes.
So if you're grabbing us off one of the regular sites that we've been on for 35 years now, you might want to head over to our YouTube channel. That's what Josh said. So maybe we can put the link in the descriptor.
Perhaps we should do that. Also, I don't think either of us know what it is.
No. I don't know it. I don't.
No.
I would still... Well, I mean, if we get right down to it,
shoestring operation here.
I wouldn't. I mean, if we get right, if you get to the very beginning, you and I probably wouldn't be doing the show because we got pushed because Josh found the archive, and I certainly was not planning to do it on video. Not my scene, you know.
I don't want to be here.
No, you do. You want to be here. You just don't want to be on the screen. Is the
yes,
deal?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Well, I think. I mean, you put on lipstick. You look pretty.
I did put on lipstick. Thank you. I appreciate it. I see you did too.
Stop it. You helped me choose my glasses and that's it. Oh, and yes. I put on a different shirt. That's all. Mm-hmm. Because America loves a fat guy in a hoodie more than a fat guy in a t-shirt.
I knew that if I kept on my Regal Beagle t-shirt,
yes.
We'd wind up on camera. I was like, you know... I should put on something.
I didn't realize you had, but that is great because you love Three's Company and you love beagles.
Come and knock on my door.
We've been waiting for you.
Arr.
No, it would be come and knock on our door. We've been waiting for you.
Oh, can I tell you something really sweet that happened today? And then
please.
We can start the show.
Yeah, it's almost time to start.
So our groomer lady she actually comes to the house. She has a big truck.
That's why you look so good.
Mm-hmm. Jamie's pet parlor. I gotta make sure I look great.
Yeah.
But she she couldn't, there were no spaces in front of our house, so she couldn't get her whole setup. So
right.
She parked down the street, and Dan and I were like, oh, we'll just bring the girls to you. So we're walking down the street, and Presley... Jamie hasn't been here for 2 months, and we moved to
a new house. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're walking down the street, and Presley like stops in her tracks, and I was like, "Oh no," because Jamie's standing on the street, and Presley gives a little shake, and then she recognized her, and it was so sweet. She starts baying like she's having a little menti bee as she's going down the street, And at first I thought she was scared.
But she likes this groomer.
Yes. So she starts pulling on the leash. So sure. I'm going with her, and Jamie's standing there. Her little hands are across her heart, and she goes, "I've never heard her howl before." And I was like, well, let me tell you, this is not a rare thing.
Where you been?
Right? We call it the sound of joy.
Yeah, and yeah, yeah.
She was like, "That just melted my heart." And I was like, "This is why you do what you do."
I love it. I've had Linus like recognize me from when, like during a walk, if he sees me like across mm-hmm. the courtyard or whatever. And he almost like does a cartoon like take, not a play bow, but like a jump and land on his paws. Like, holy crap, that's Dad.
Hey, I know it was really like her little paws were just out to the side.
I love
but
it.
But I was just really surprised that she recognized her in the middle of the street
and out of context too.
Oh, absolutely. Well,
does she do the grooming in a truck?
It's in. So she has like a. They're home.
That's okay.
It's like a big trailer thing on the that she pulls with a big truck.
But does the dog have to get into the trailer?
Yeah.
And does she offer, like, candy or treats? Because it's really starting to sound a little suspect. Sus, as the kids would say. Not cringe, but it's a little sus.
Betsy just jumps right in.
Yeah.
Presley has to have a boost. Yeah.
Now,
a little boosty.
A little boosteroosty. Yeah. There used to be a radio show in D.C. called Baker and Bird. And I loved them. And they would do great comedy bits in the morning because Jeff Baker was a great impressionist. And he would do Ronald Reagan. And the one thing that was always funny is they would have him come in and there would be a horse and President Reagan coming in on a horse. And when he'd have to get off, he'd be off mic. I mean, you're just imagining it in your head. And he would say, "Ah, little booster, sir."
Sometimes you just need a little boosty.
They just need a little boost. And anyway, they're no longer a thing. And those are things we love to talk about, things that no longer exist. So maybe we're on TV.
Yeah. What? And I was going to say, maybe we should start the show.
That might be a good idea. Yeah. As long as Scarlett holds out, nothing's going to stop us now.
Cake and cookies.
Hold it.
Rob and Katie.
Stop it. Katie, stop it. I did that wrong.
Just, did you?
I'm going to leave it in because you know what? Par for the course.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I don't know where the music is.
Rob.
I swear, Katie. Do you have a pistol?
Stop it.
Well, I'm just curious. Because
no.
If this continues.
We don't do guns here.
Good, good. What do you do?
A little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Oh, like the guys on White
Chase
Lotus.
Beagles.
you walk the beagles to the groomer. The mm-hmm. groomer smiles and gives them candy. And
it's
says,
a beautiful day here today, too. It's gorgeous.
It's pretty up here. The groomer
nice.
Said, I'm a friend of your mother's. She asked me to pick you up. That's another sus thing that you can do.
She lures him in with a ham.
You know what? It wouldn't work on me. Because you know what?
You have ham.
I'm past it. All right, now let's do the thing.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
That was better. Dude.
Cake and cookies. Rob and Katie. It's the Rob and Katie Show.
Well, we're off and running.
We're limping across the start line.
I know, that's so sad. I think that the people that are tuning in for the video presentation are probably pretty dazzled because it's sensational.
I'm sorely disappointed.
I don't know. I mean, do you think they want to see it happen?
No.
The show? I don't know. I'm always disappointed when I see disc jockeys. And I guess that's what we are.
Are
like
we?
One time, yeah, I mean, like I remember as a kid and someone went to a mall. And they got like an autographed picture of like Uncle Johnny and they brought it to school and they said, "Look, I met Uncle Johnny," and Uncle Johnny looks like he might work at a service station. So it wasn't glitzy and showbiz the way you want it to be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have
walking
no
into
desires.
Dirty studios is bad too.
Oh God, yes.
It happens, you know.
Studios are gross, but I think by design it's because men are disgusting. No offense, but yeah.
Now, why would I take offense at that?
Really? I don't want to name names, but do you remember when somebody, a show host, brought in a bag of peanuts, unshelled?
I don't. You know, I don't remember this.
Oh, it's because you were gone. Oh,
oh, is that the Rockville years?
Actually,
or was that after I was turned loose?
It was after you were dismissed.
Yes, it was after my permanent dismissal.
Well,
Lester Holted it.
An unnamed show host.
Yes.
Brought in a bag of peanuts and was just husking them in the floor like he was at a Logan's Roadhouse.
That's great. That's good. And, that's good for the equipment.
I thought Chris Gardner was going to have an. I've never seen him so angry. He. It's the last. I can't wait to tell you off air.
This I have
the
a hunch.
Thing we could say. I don't think you do.
Really? Okay. Well, I look forward to hearing
it. You don't
it.
Have. You have no. You wouldn't pull this one out of a hat ever.
Okay. Right? Okay. Nope. That's good. Nope. There. I mean, so many good things used to happen in that beautiful, well cared for building. I think there's a few things that should be said about the facility at 10800 Main Street where we met, and mm-hmm. we're so much great. Classic radio, heritage radio for Washington, D.C., emanated from that building. The first FM talk station in the world. How about that? Mm-hmm. But that didn't stop the fact that when they built that cube of real estate, they used some sort of copper insulation or binding in the drywall. So you couldn't pick up WJFK WJFK.
Well, I don't. It was more that it was built like a. What was it? They had the bomb.
What?
The bomb shelter signs.
Oh, it wasn't a bomb shelter. I don't think.
Are you sure it wasn't like a? It wasn't a bomb shelter, but they had the
like
signs,
a fallout shelter thing.
Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, because we hadn't had a bomb there since. stop it! I won't say it. Bill O'Reilly show. Could have been much crueler, but I didn't. Couldn't have been.
Thank you.
Other thing about the studio.
Not trying to be cruel here. No.
No. The studios were built originally by a guy who liked radio but didn't know radio. So if you remember the huge mixing console in Production One, it was probably about 6 feet wide. Yeah. Maybe 60 faders on it. It was perfect if you were like, you know, doing a Rolling Stones concert. But yes. You didn't really need it to do a commercial. And not only...
the thing was...
it was huge.
It was crazy. When they finally took it out, mm-hmm. you realized it was a really big room. But man, it was tight getting around in there.
Oh, God, that board was so huge. We had the huge board and then the console that had two turntables that no one used.
And a microphone.
What happened?
Two turntables and a microphone.
Yes, and don't forget two tape decks as well. Actually, four if you count the four tracks. I know you want to segue, but there's one more thing I have to tell you about WJFK.
No, it's I cannot. This is why I'm not wearing. Dan asked me why I don't wear it around my neck, and it's because
you would play it
all the time.
Well, it's a tiny harmonica that works as a necklace that you can eat.
It's fantastic.
So this board was in this production room, and before he was the host, I'm sorry, the producer of the very notable G. Gordon Liddy show, John Popp was a production director there. And he would, you know, catch as catch can, like when they would bring in, for 1 month, Richard Belzer hosted the morning show at WJFK.
Really?
Yeah. And it was John's job to produce. And during commercials, he would go down to the Tasty Diner and get him breakfast every day. That was that. When I said to John, what was it like producing for Bells? He said, had to get breakfast every day. That was on the top of his mind. But anyway.
But also, do you remember when he was producer for G. Gordon Liddy, he cut up his vegetables every day?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And also, John would, there were hot dogs were cooked, split and cooked. And eaten in studio. John is the absolute best, but nothing beats the fact that he was not a great manager of time. And so he would get all his work done, but catch as catch can. So I worked on the Don and Mike show, and it ended at 7. And at 7, we'd go into the production room, produce our promo for the next day, usually get out of there about 7:40. And John would still be hanging around, and then he'd come into the production room to do commercials, and he'd light a cigar. Not a cigarette, a cigar in the production room. But it was okay, because when the faders got too dirty to work, we had 60 faders. We could just move them. So one by one, oh, it was the worst.
That's so
I can put
gross.
Up with a lot of stuff, but I don't like cigar smoke. No. So, and I was a kid. I was probably 20. I thought, this is what radio is all about.
No.
All right. Should we start the show?
I think we did.
No, tell me, you had two updates. Updates so, times two.
I went out to dinner last night.
Must be nice. Did you get eggs?
No. My bestie girlfriends took me out to dinner. It was belated birthday.
Yes.
Was last night. And
actually, it's every night from now on until your birthday happens again.
Heck yeah. Well,
happy belated birthday.
Does it become early?
A week before. So you can be 51 weeks late and then it's belated.
I'm still accepting cards.
Good.
So we're out to dinner, and I'm talking to Lolo and Danny. And what you don't know is we have a plan, because our husbands will expire before we do. So we have a little plan to have.
Wow.
Sort of
wow.
No.
This is when you have to say what kids say nowadays that really pisses me off, which is, hey, just keeping it real.
Yeah.
Okay. Keep
nowadays,
it real.
Nowadays, but yes, we're keeping it real.
Hey, mine, don't look at me for nowadays. I should probably not say that word.
And honestly, at this point, I think we would probably just go do it and tell them afterwards. We'd just go make our little compound of tiny houses, et cetera, et cetera. Now, we were discussing what kind of life is life.
Do they all have to die? All the husbands have to die before this happens?
No.
Okay, good.
No, but I know how to hide a body. So we're discussing
That's,
our life.
There's so much that's unleft there. I mean, like, hiding your body would be nothing. Hiding me, you'd need a reverse mortgage. You'd have to buy more property.
So tell me what you think of this. Instead of a life alert, like just a regular life alert.
Yeah.
What about a little harmonica? A little harmonica and like
what sound would it make? Allow me to indulge. What sound would it make if you were in danger? And everyone comes a running.
Help!
Your regular talking voice is quieter, is louder than the harmonica.
No. Somebody's going to like build an app and make this so it is a life alert.
I don't know that anyone's going to do that.
Are you going to...
When you get your settlement from Dan's huge life insurance policy, is that what you're going to do? You're going to go buy an app?
Anybody will insure that man's colon? Are you kidding me?
I mean, I think you could probably find a lesser known. Like, maybe, who does Flo do? Flo. Is that progressive? Yeah, you can get him. And also, you can get Flo for him. Who was it that finally took me after I flipped my car? I had to sort of go down a few rungs. I had been with State Farm I'd had State Farm forever. And they wrote me a big fat check when I totaled my car. And then like about 20 minutes later, they emailed, "We're not interested in renewing your account." I was out of there.
Yeah.
So we'll find an insurance company for him. Otherwise, you'll really him with the peanuts? I just opened the chat. That's wild. I wasn't there. No. He should have lived up to his last name.
So.
But you can't just live in poverty when Dan dies.
Knows. Oh no, here's the thing. So, but Dan fully understands his like shelf life. Mm-hmm. So, you know, he put me in his phone as 8-ball.
That's sweet.
Right?
Yeah.
Just because of our whole mix-up. But then he went to Orange Theory. You went to a running class at Orange Theory and came home and said, I had to change your name back to Katie on my phone. And I was like, why? And he goes, it was about halfway through the running. And I realized if I fell off the treadmill and I had to go, call my wife, she's under 8-ball. It didn't sound. He was so distraught.
I can, you know what? I know Dan pretty okay. And I love Dan, and I love his demeanor. And I think that's probably one of the greatest things about it. But I can see his face coming home and saying, I've got to change your name.
I had to change your name.
And I would have loved to have been there when he realized. And because that's a four-step scene right there. He's got to go there. He's got to get on the workout. He's got to fall. And then someone has to find his phone. A lot of things have to go on for that to happen.
I know. So,
bless his heart.
I was like, that's the part that he's worried about. Not the Widowmaker.
So I drew up my will not long ago. I had to update it because my kids were no longer like 3. And yeah. I hadn't touched it in like, 19, 20 years. And I actually wrote in my will that I had certified and notarized. I said, please take time to read this entire document before you run to sell my microphones. Because I said, no doubt Carrie is running out the door with boxes of records and a few microphones. I said, cool it. But
she's already written the description. She has a whole Excel list. That
all she has to do is hit go on eBay and the whole house goes. But I messed with her. I left particular microphones to the children. Aha! She'll not get to sell them.
They'll be thrilled.
Yeah. And by the way, not even a notion or a thought from my entire family that I would not be the first to go. I mean, I would think if you said to the kids,
didn't
I said,
even cross my mind.
Well, thanks. Yeah. I said to the kids, what would you like? This. And they said, why? Because I said, I'm not planning anything. I just want to write my will. Oh, okay. And I mean, I wanted a little bit of weight to it, a little gravitas. And instead of
in the back of their minds, but they did have the wherewithal to not say it. Of my God, he doesn't already have it like taken care of. Jeez.
No. What would have happened is I was hoping for, oh, Dad, you don't need to do that. And instead, from Robert, I got, I'd like your Paul McCartney LPs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Julia said, jukebox. I mean, there was not. I don't know if I wanted hesitation, sadness, anything, but all I got, you know what? They've been thinking about it. They are their father's daughter and son. They said, we could, I know the funeral's going to be a drag, but there's no sense this can't be good.
You were like, could you, just pause, just a hint of a pause? You answered real quick there,
yeah,
kids.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't care for that. And Carrie, oh my God, mouth watering. Rubbing her hands together. She's the kind of person who'll come down and she'll say, how often do you really use that microphone? And I'm like, well, every day. And she says, because, we could sell it. I said, no, we can't sell it. I've already sold 2 microphones against my better judgment.
Which 2?
This is a sad story.
Oh, no. Oh, God.
The first one was, it went well.
Some sad music you can play.
No, it's too sad even for music. It just must be understood.
Okay.
That
I'll try my best.
The RCA 77, pill-shaped microphone, David Letterman microphone, Larry King microphone, Elvis-style microphone. I have one here. Uh-huh, because it's video. Right.
So you still have one.
Well, yeah, but this is a 77DX. I had to sell the 77D. And it sounded amazing. And we got a lot of money for it. But still, when all is said and done, the money's gone, and so's the microphone. So where does that leave me?
With the backup.
Yeah, I guess you're right. But also...
Here's my question.
What?
Why? You're not going to use those for anything.
What? The very fact that I see them every day and their beauty... That's being used. It's part of my set.
Okay.
You don't think I need more than one? One of each model?
I mean, no,
I suppose that a 77C is out of the question.
You're just not going to He's not going to talk me into this.
All right. She also sold the Sony ECM-51, better known as the Gene Rayburn / Bob Barker telescoping microphone.
Is that the really long one?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
I had to disassemble it to mail it, and I did, and the guy got it and claimed that I didn't send all the parts, and he asked for a refund. And we really didn't have any proof to not do it, so we sent him a refund, and he sent me back most of it. But now we don't have the money, and we don't have the microphone, so that's the worst.
Ew.
Yeah. And good luck finding one of those for under a grand nowadays. Mm. I bought it. I paid too much for it 10 years ago. They're just dying. Everyone's dying, and I'm dying. Eventually.
Some of us faster than others.
What were we talking about?
Just ask Dan.
I know. And 8-Ball. Dan and 8-Ball sounds like it might be a cop show. No, I take it back. 8-Ball and Dan. Better. Tonight on ABC, 8-Ball and Dan.
I feel like 8-Ball is the person that's like undercover.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be you.
That's my undercover name, 8-Ball.
You'd be tough. You'd have, you know what? Master of disguise.
I'm scrappy. 8-Ball.
You are scrappy, but also sometimes you'd show up like, who is that young man with the mustache? Because you're a master of disguise. And
Okay.
Yeah. And I mean, what couldn't you handle? You could have handled those poison strawberry preserves at the Minuteman Cafe in Murder, She Wrote. You could have figured that out.
Yeah, of course.
In a New York minute.
I always saw it coming a mile away.
You hate Richard Paul, that's why.
I don't even know who that is, Rob.
He plays the mayor with the southern accent.
In Cabot Cove?
Yeah.
Oh,
early okay. Seasons, yeah.
Ah, okay.
But, yeah, so we'll get you that sitcom. No, not a sitcom, a one-hour procedural.
Okay.
8-Ball and Dan. And you'll also need... You'll need someone to be like your on-the-street contact. Dan doesn't deal with this person, but you do. And that might be me.
Well, I thought I would... Yeah, you're so tough.
I am.
You live by the streets.
No, I guess I don't. Well, who would you like to have in your show then?
Rob, I don't know. I don't think I understand the show. I thought I was the person...
It's your show!
I thought I was the person that was the go-between, between the cop of Dan and the unsullied underbelly.
Yeah, but you got to...
Not unsullied. I don't know.
The underbelly of society?
Yeah. With the unwashed masses.
See, here's what you need to understand about your television show. Before we even start shooting, Dan puts himself in a higher... sort of justice bracket than most people. So he won't go on the streets and look for clues or, God forbid, go to a contact and hook him up with like a fiver for some news. You're okay with that. And so that's one of the things you can do. And you're a master of disguise.
Of
and
disguise.
Suspense.
Yes.
And sometimes, here's what people love.
Okay.
Sometimes Dan is forced to come along with you. On the mean streets.
And he doesn't want to be there.
He doesn't want to be there. No. And he complains to his brother, who's also in the police department.
Okay.
Does he have a real life brother?
No.
Because,
he's
you know,
sister.
No, we can't use that. In Kojak.
You misogynistic jackass.
Well, no.
Yes,
I'm just,
we can.
All right.
That woman is way tougher than me or Dan.
Is she? Oh, you know what she could be? She could be the no-nonsense sergeant back at the police office.
Oh!
Tearing a tight bun. You watch it, Dan. And I got my eye on you, 8-Ball.
I'm pretty sure she was born for that role.
Okay, we can do that. But you see, what I was saying is that in Kojak, Telly Savalas' brother was on Kojak.
Oh, is that what you're describing as Kojak?
Not really.
Oh, okay.
I know, you're very excited. Look at you, so excited to make a bald joke.
What?
Are you talking about Kojak with the
was
bald guy?
Telly Savalas like MetLife or something?
No, he was.
What was he? It was the
Players Club.
Players Club. What's MetLife?
MetLife is Snoopy.
What?
MetLife is the Peanuts.
Is it insurance?
I don't know, but you better get Dan over there. They might get him all hooked up.
I don't know what's happening.
And I don't either. But that used to be Telly Savalas for the Players Club. Reno, Tahoe, the Caribbean.
In Florida. Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember. So. And he's very tan.
Yes, he is. And he has...
What?
Poor guy. And you know what's sad is when he dies, his hair does not keep growing.
Do you think he was just completely bald, or do you think that he too shaved his head like you?
I don't know. It's pretty hairless. But you see, his brother, I think his name was George Savalas, had a lot of hair, so maybe it was. So we need to get Dan a brother in there.
I think it's too late for that.
Okay. So too late for like this season or too late for the show ever?
So yes to all.
I don't think I can get you on Netflix or Hulu, but okay. I got a chance of getting you on Tubi.
Do you think, so you don't think we could be like what comes after Matlock?
Oh, no, you're not. This is not network ready.
Oh, no.
I'm so sorry. You're going to have to Yellowstone this. You're going to have to bank about 4 seasons before they put you on television.
Before we get picked up. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm working on it.
And let's see. Oh, I need a town. What town is it set in? Is it Savannah?
Well, yes, but we will not be filming in July or August and possibly not September.
Right. But we can, you know what? We could make it look like that.
It kind of looks that way for most of the year. Yeah.
So it'll
be totally fine.
Let's get you a stunt double.
In the spring. It's my favorite time.
And you film, you don't record. You film the TV show. Like we do this.
We do have to have a stunt double for me because, as we all know, I have a glass jaw. I'm very delicate, despite being called 8-ball.
Don't worry. I think I got it figured out. Since you didn't want me as the partner, I'll be the stunt double.
It'll just perfect.
I'll put on the hair, and I'll squish down. Make sure you watch this. I believe it's going to be Tuesday nights at 8 on Tubi.
On Tubi.
A streaming network that
Tubi
puts it on.
Or not Tubi.
Ah, that is the question. All right, we are really about to start the show. So we're going to take a small break, just we. And then when we come back, I will tell you about the miracle of the Amazon. It happens sometimes. Not always, but sometimes.
Like the river?
No. The shopping service.
Oh, okay. I can't wait.
Yes, it's www. Stop.
Stop it.
Amazon.com. We'll be back after this. After this.
I know my own needs. And what I need from an automobile, I know I get from this new Cordova. I could ask for nothing beyond the quality of Cordova's workmanship, the tastefulness of its appearance. I request nothing beyond the thickly cushioned luxury of seats available even in soft Corinthian. Yet it is on the highway where Cordova best answers my demands.
Beautiful.
It's so serious.
It is.
I have much more in this small Chrysler than great comfort at a most pleasant price. I have great confidence, for which there can be no price. In Cordova, I have what I need.
This portion of Cake and Cookies brought to you by Chrysler Cordova, no longer manufactured. And we will be right back. Do you want Laughing Dude or not Laughing Dude?
Laughing Dude!
Done.
He's Cake. She's Cookies. It's Rob and Katie.
The aforementioned Dan Von Herman checking in during the commercial break.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, he took the dogs to be groomed. And what happens when you You groom, was it Presley's hair?
Yeah, so when it's pretty funny. When she comes back, she's very floofy and her hair is curly. Like, she has actual, like, a wave pattern, and it's the funniest thing to
Now, has she ever had it, like, when she was little? Is this, like, has it always been there when she gets
groomed?
Yeah.
It's always there. And especially, like, up between her shoulders, it's always a little crazy.
Maybe she's part Rhodesian Ridgeback.
No, we had the DNA test thing. It was the worst thing ever. All she is a beagle. It was one page. That was it.
They lie. Those things always lie. They do.
So you think we should do it again?
Yeah, absolutely. They said Linus was one-third Siamese cat.
That's Rob.
What? It's not true, is it? Mm-mm. No. But Carrie did write an angry letter to the 23 and Dog Me, whatever it's called.
Why?
Because she said, well, this is obviously wrong. That's essentially what her letter said. Because she said, I believe the phrases were used like, well, this is wrong. Look at him. And I mean, they're doing blood. He had not what we expected. For one thing, we got him from a German Shepherd rescue site. And guess what he has none of?
I don't think he looks anything like a
German Shepherd. No, he might have when he was the littlest puppy. He might have had a chance of doing that, but that went away. He's not any of that. And he's what is called a flat collie, I believe.
Okay.
Which is a less fluffy collie. Yeah. I think that's the reason that he looks so great when he tilts his head when you're talking to him.
Right. It's all those collie genes.
Well, no, because we had a flat collie many years ago, Cassie. She lived with Pepper. It was a tremendous it was a scandal.
But, Pepper, who would sneak into things and get embarrassed and then growl.
And growl. Yeah. Also Pepper, who one time got so weighted down with ice balls during a snowstorm that he had to be rescued by a neighbor. Because he was in a ditch and couldn't move. He had that long hair and he was all frozen. Also Pepper, who loved sticking his head out the window. And one time at a turn, I believe it might have been on Kirby, turning onto Westmoreland, he fell out of the car.
Oh, that was Pepper.
Yeah, and they actually heard him go, ooh, when he landed. Now, we've had dogs jump out of the car, but he was the only clumsy one.
Now, I will say during the break, you did ask me if Betsy could be my sidekick in the show.
The show needs a dog. Yeah.
Here's the thing.
Okay.
Betsy is beautiful.
Gorgeous. Perfect.
She is. And that little bow I showed you, she hopped up in my life. She knows she's pretty. She knows she's pretty. That's all she knows. There's nothing else going on in that little noggin of hers. All right. She knows is pretty, 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 pretty. Beautiful, 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 beautiful. Pretty, 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 pretty.
What if we got Presley?
Oh, is Presley barking? I'll be right there.
What if we got Presley to play Betsy?
Well, the only problem with that is
you love saying no. That's such thing.
I protect Presley with everything, but she can't hear anymore. So taking cues, I feel like it's going to be a hard
That's an
sell.
Advantage. That's an advantage. Because it is. Because you don't want to be yelling commands at a dog when there's a live set. You do hand gestures.
She does know. Like
go over there.
Okay, and I don't know about those, but she knows sit and come like by the hand gestures.
How about this? Does this get anything?
Is that that's what you do with your treats, right?
Yeah, sometimes that's sit. Yeah, I don't know. He's confused. He doesn't know. He's going to be, if Linus is involved in the show, it'll be in the accounting department.
Linus is a smart boy. And
he does okay. He does okay.
Can Linus be my...
Yeah, that'd be fine. Okay. But I saw an article this week that said why dogs are better than cats, which they are. But it said because... They can understand like 60 words. They can be. And they said, and some dogs have the intelligence of a 3-year-old. And I said, really? That seems, is it a dim 3-year-old? Because I'm thinking about three. That's, you're getting around, you're talking.
Australian shepherds can do some work.
Yeah. But I mean, can they read a book? Can they color?
Well, what with the color blindness, probably not.
Well, they could color. It just would all look the same.
Right.
And if they went out the lines, who cares?
Oh, do you want to hear something terrible? It's not terrible, but...
Well, it is, but go, yes.
At one point, so when Judd, the sweetest of the sweet boys, when Judd got sick, I had read right around that time that the color that dogs can most see is blue.
Okay.
So all of his, like, I bought him a blue bed. I started wearing blue shirts. I just wanted to make him happy when he felt so, it was the worst.
That's rough.
It's true, though.
Wow.
I was like,
and you know what?
I got him a blue blankie.
I guarantee you at the time, you thought it was the brilliant solution to everything. And now you look back and it's like, I might have gotten away without doing that.
I just knew that, like, I mean, he was, okay, look, like, don't get me wrong. He didn't suffer anything like that. Mm-hmm. But I knew that he was probably not long with us. And I just wanted to be able to sort of be there for him.
You should go to the Vatican.
And wear blue.
Yeah, to help the Pope.
Right?
Yeah, and just sit silently with him and hold his hand.
Wear blue.
Wear blue, absolutely. Yeah. I bet he's got some fabulous blue outfits. And hats for days.
I think he tends to wear white.
Sure, on stage.
Hints of red.
Yeah,
flare.
On stage is what he does that.
Flare, as one might call it.
You don't think Elvis was running around Graceland in a jumpsuit, do you? No, he wore jeans and shirts. So
a lot of allure, I feel.
Yeah, matched outfits.
A lot of allure.
Does this come with three stripes or only two?
Do
it's
you
my sweatsuit.
I bet the Pope wears pajamas.
Or are they evil? You don't know. Are pajamas evil?
Why? Or, I mean, does he just wear his dress all day?
Well, it's not a dress.
So I need to take a sip of water here.
I'm so sure it's water.
What do you mean it's not a dress? It's a dress.
It's like a caftan.
It's a muumuu at best.
Yeah, he's sort of like Mrs. Roper, but he's the most powerful Catholic in the world.
Come and knock on my door.
So what you need to do is fly to the Vatican, and this is going to be like, you know, relaxed around the house, Pope. I bet he's
being,
yeah, and he's got slippers, and
they're red.
Just a few knickknacks around his neck, not a lot, and not the tall hat, the little beanie, because you know he's just chilling.
The beanie's casual.
Like if he goes out to a nightclub.
I'm not.
I have a reservation.
I feel kind of bad for this, but I don't. No. Because it never occurred to me until this conversation.
What he wears around the house?
The Pope has pajamas. I don't think he's in his, I mean, he's like,
well, you
does
can't
he
sleep
always
in
wear
it.
A dress?
No, just on stage.
Okay.
Like if he comes out to the balcony or he does a mass or a... Like
a
toast. Like you bring him out.
I think that's called communion.
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
I'm not Catholic. I don't know.
I used to be. Very powerful guy, this Pope, yeah.
So far reaching.
So yeah, I would think, you know, maybe no hat at all. You know what I bet? It's like Monday.
No. I feel like the beanie's for casual time.
Well, he doesn't have to wear it though.
Or short ceilings.
That's the problem with the Vatican, is the ceilings are low.
The ceilings are so short.
Like six foot 8 inches. I bump my head all the time when I'm visiting.
All the time.
At the Vatican.
I don't generally ever bump my head.
How about if you're like on the floor and you stand up and there's a drawer open?
Yes. No.
I hate
yes.
that. Yeah.
Yes.
There's a point. There is a shelf in my garage that was built by the previous owners. That is basically a drop down of 2x4s. So it's just an extra shelf, probably like 2 feet by 8 feet.
Okay.
But the corner of it, the front corner, is right where I put. Now, the shelf was already there, so this is on me. I needed a place to put my pencil sharpener.
Okay.
Because I do still use a pencil every day. And I mean, those pencils are so old, the erasers are like cheese that's been left out. They just aren't effective anymore. But I can still write with the pencil. But what I did not allow for is that you sort of put your head down when you sharpen your pencil because you're looking at it, is that every time I hit my head on the corner of a 2x4. Every time. And I drew blood this week.
I was going to say, if you ever went missing, is this where we can find some of your DNA? Because it's not like you've got a hairbrush.
No, that's right, Katie. I don't. You could look at my clippers.
Okay.
But they're not going to be DNA. It's going to be like open and shut case.
We can get your toothbrush.
Oh, that. Stay away from that. It never gets used.
Gross.
No, I'm kidding. Every day I floss and brush.
Yes, I know, but you use...
And floss and brush is coming on after 8 Ball and Dan. It's more like Cagney and Lacey.
I have to tell you, I was flossing today and I thought about you, and I am a little... I understand that the ease of using the little picky...
The placker
mm-hmm. things. Mm-hmm. That's an awful lot of plastics and landfills.
Don't talk about my... Everyone was bitching at me when I didn't floss. Now I floss. Now it's my carbon footprint. I mean, I can't win.
No. Just
if my teeth fall out.
Hey, take care of your teeth. Take care of your teeth. I said nothing. I didn't, but I am going to think about it because that's at least, what, 14 a week?
7. I floss in the morning, not at night.
Oh, okay.
You floss twice a day?
I usually floss in the evening.
Ah, cocktail hour.
Well, but I did floss earlier today. Anyways, I told you I'm obsessed with my teeth.
I understand. So you paid a lot of money.
I like to floss in like before I go to bed because I floss and then I put my guards
mm-hmm. that surround your bed.
Yeah, they're armed. They're not armed because we don't. In that they have two arms, but not guns.
Could they have a knife? A pointed stick.
We have a bunch of bats around the house.
Oh, I hate bats. You mean like the hidden bats?
Baseball.
I don't mind them.
Baseball bats.
Because you know the other bats they'll go and lay eggs in your hair, and you go crazy trying to get them.
I don't think that's true, but
I like to believe it. Now back to the Pope. I think that maybe he doesn't feel well because he's not comfortable. So let's get him like a sweatshirt and. Some camp shorts.
I really feel like a white velour suit would be
but that's warm.
Cozy.
Don't you think it's too warm? Doesn't it get hot in Vatican City?
People are always cold.
Oh,
those
you know why?
I bet they're drafty. The walls are stone.
Yeah, you know what, though? That's the work of the devil that's making that drafty. The devil hates the Vatican.
I don't know.
You don't think?
I have no idea, Rob. I really am.
They blocked his calls. They don't do anything. It's like, I don't see your name on the list, Satan. I don't think you're invited here.
We rebuke you if you would hang up. That would be great.
So get the Pope some nice shorts, and he'll be better before you know it. Ah, the miracle. You know, it's funny. The church has been associated with miracles in the past, and I had my own miracle this week.
Talk to me.
Thanks to Amazon. First of all, since we're on TV, since we're doing the video thing, I want you to know that from Great Britain arrived in my mail this week. Can you read what that is? Can you read that 45?
Not even a little bit, but I think it's going to be Laurel and Hardy.
Yes, the Trail of the Lonesome Pine. Go back 2 episodes if you want to hear me sing it. So I'm going to put that in the jukebox, but I got another 45 coming.
Okay. You know what we won't ever do?
What's that?
Again, is play Jukebox Jury.
No.
That wasn't our finest moment.
Great name, though. It was a great name for a bit.
That's great. Yeah. If we could come up with a different way. No, but that was terrible.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it doesn't have to have anything to do with music. I just don't want to get away from the name. I like Jukebox Jury.
The name's great.
Yeah. That could be at 8 o'clock. And then 8 Ball and Dan at 9, and then Brush and Floss at 10, and right up to your local news.
Yes.
Okay, now that we've got that settled. Sometimes when I don't drink anymore, but I still get into sort of that mode at night sometimes where, you know, I'm lacking focus and I'll just be drifting around. And some people doom scroll. I, you know, pop around on my phone and I said, you know what? It's been a while since I tried this on. And the last time I got glasses, I got these blue ones, and I like them very much.
I like those.
Thank you.
I like those a lot.
But I also tried on some tiny little round wired-rimmed glasses, like la John Lennon or Groucho Marx. And I did a little research, and I said, I actually called Groucho Marx's, I didn't call, I texted him or messaged him on Facebook, Groucho Marx's personal secretary. And I'm friends with him on Facebook, Steve Stolier. And I said, were Groucho's glasses silver or gold in color? And he said, silver. I said, great, thank you. And so—
How would they know that?
Because he was the personal secretary. He lived with him.
Oh, okay.
And he saw the actual pair of glasses from the 1930s. He knew he had seen them before. So I said, good. My problem when I tried them on at Costco was that, and that's where you buy the best glasses. And I'm not talking about back in kitchenware. I'm talking about eyeglasses.
Okay.
So I go to Costco and I try these on and they just don't suit me. They're too small. You know, to draw an analogy, if the glasses, they're not, but just to keep in mind, if the circles were the size of dimes, I definitely needed a quarter.
Okay.
A nickel wouldn't even cut it. So I started shopping around on Amazon, and you wonder why I don't have friends. I just started scrolling on Amazon. I know you don't. Some people do. Actually, they don't either.
Also, I am your friend.
I know. Well, you know what? Touche. There you go. But I know this, that if anyone gets to know me well enough to know that I don't have friends, they do not want to be my friend. It just can't happen. So I'm cruising around, and I'm linked to this and linked to this and linked to this. It shows me back to Amazon, and there's like a sub-store under Amazon, and it's got glasses. And they have the round silver wire rim glasses in different sizes. I said, aha! So I took the money and I bought them. And Carrie said, why are you buying those? And I said, I want to see how I look. I'll probably return them. She says, you're not going to like the way you look. We know this. And I said, well, they're already ordered. So this mysterious white plastic box shows up. And it was in an envelope. And so I took it out. I said, look.
I don't have good hopes for you on this, but I'm hope.
I told you this is a miracle.
Okay.
It comes with a cleaning cloth. Look at that.
Nice.
And let me take these glasses off.
Okay.
I can see fine. And try these on for you to enjoy.
Okay.
I'm good. Now I have to take my headphones off for a second because.
Wait. Do you actually. So if I.
What?
I'm going to be honest.
Yeah, you have to be.
Okay.
All right. I have to take my headphones off for a second because the wires actually clamp around your ear.
Okay.
Old-fashioned, yeah.
Old-fashioned.
And this is a winning look.
Always. Little alien.
God damn it.
Space.
Tangled.
Balls.
Whatnot.
Not space balls. Space buns.
I'm going to turn away so I can debut myself.
Oh, okay.
Pad.
Your microphone just dropped. Everything's going wrong, Rob. I'm Rob is struggling so badly.
Now look. Ta-da. Now be honest.
They don't look bad.
But they don't look great.
I actually don't hate them. I would go one
that's
size
sweet of
smaller.
You.
No, I'm serious. I thought it was going to be horrible.
No.
It's not. It's really not. No, you can totally wear those.
Well, they don't have any medicine in them yet, so I would have to get the prescription put
in. Oh, you can't see.
No, it's just dirty glass right now.
Okay.
So, you know
well,
what? Maybe I do look great.
This is not going to work for anybody. I would go. So
maybe I do look great. I just can't see it.
Do they have small, medium, and large? What kind of sizes do you mean?
Well, it's the width of the lenses in millimeters.
Okay, so, and that is that.
So these
the
are actually.
Or medium?
I think I went with the biggest because that's normally what I do. I think those are bigger, but similar in model to what John Lennon wore. So they're.
Genuinely am not mad at that at all.
Okay, but you're
but
wondering.
But I think they need to be one size smaller.
You're wondering about the miracle. Where's the miracle, right?
Okay. I thought that was the miracle.
The fact that I look decent in them? No.
Yes, honestly.
I was dissatisfied with them.
Okay.
And I said, I'm going to return these because, you know what? I don't have $30 to just be throwing around everywhere.
$30?
I think that's how much the frames were. It might have been 40, somewhere in that neighborhood.
Are they? Do you just normally wear readers or do you have like real prescription glasses?
No, I mean, these are just, I paid that for these frames. I wear prescription with the, what do you call them? Modified, this is one distance and this is another. Graduated, no. What's the word?
Bifocals?
Sort of, but they'd use a word now.
Progressives.
That's it. That's right. Mm-hmm. They tried to get me to get 3-level progressives at my eye doctor, who is no longer my eye doctor. Mm-hmm. And I had them made, and they said, if you have any trouble, come back. And I said, okay. And after 2 days, I came back. They said, what's the problem? I said, congratulations. You have now made it, for me, impossible to see at 3 different distances.
I couldn't wear mine either. I felt like I was walking uphill all the time.
All the time. Or there's a step
all
in front
time.
Of you.
Yes.
Always.
I couldn't wear
mine. I totally get it.
These suck. And I just went to regular readers.
Yeah, well, I use readers, but these are good because these are at the bottom part. This doesn't throw me off. Is like at a 12-inch distance for reading. And the top part is like at 24 inches for computer work.
Oh,
so like
okay.
I can look down and look up. So it's good. But that's not the miracle.
No, okay.
I go to Amazon.com, www, full stop.
Stop.
Amazon.com. And I click and it says orders. And it says return. I said, the responsible thing is to return these. And I click return and they said, what's wrong with them? I said, didn't fit. And then they said, why didn't it fit? I said, too small. And then they said, but this, I was just trying to get through all the questions. And then there was another one that said, do you have anything else you'd like to say? And I tried to skip that because I didn't. But they wouldn't let me progress without saying something else. So what I said was, that's all I have to say, period. And then I hit enter and they said, da 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 da. And then another pop-up comes and says, you will be getting an email in a moment. We are going to refund your money and you may keep the glasses.
But what are you going to do with them?
I don't know, but they're mine and I still have my money. So don't you think that's a miracle?
That's, I think that's a bad business plan.
Well, Amazon's going to be okay. Trust me. Okay. They're going to be fine. But I got to thinking, I said, that's the magic. If you return something, and are you a big buyer and returner?
I will return things if I need to. Yeah. But if I don't order things on Amazon if there's a chance I want to return it because I hate returning. But you can, there's a Kohl's down the road and you can
I use the Kohl's thing all the time.
Yeah. You can return to the Kohl's. So I would love it
if the Kohl's office was closer to the front door. They make it in the very back of the store.
You have to go to, ours, you could just go just to the right.
Must be nice. You know what that is? Southern hospitality. Up here, it's like, F you. You want to return it? I said, yeah, I do. Said, get out of here. And I need a pair of painter's pants for the Pope.
No, those are so uncomfortable. The hammer loop.
Well, that's where he'd put like his magic wand that he throws the water with.
Is it a scepter?
It is. Scepter? It's a scepter. All right. So this is actually precedent, and this is a bonus miracle, and I'll keep it.
So what are you going to do with them? I really need to know.
I'm going to keep them. I might put them on sometimes. I might examine putting like reader lenses in them.
I was going to say, you can't do that unless you actually do go put.
Yeah. Or, of course, cosplay. I could go like to the Renaissance Festival being Groucho Marx.
Now, would you try the smaller size?
I would. But the thing is if I have to return them, will I get them for free again?
I think they might be on to you.
Well, they deal with a lot of people. It's not like I click in and it's like, hey, buddy, they don't know me from Adam.
Well, no, but I mean, you have an account and there would be a record.
I use an assumed name. I don't.
I know you don't.
It would take way too much effort. But here's the other thing is that for Christmas, and, you know, the Pope loves Christmas, by the way.
Naturally.
What about a Santa hat for the Pope?
Does it go on top of?
goes on top of the beanie. It wouldn't fit on the big hat.
I wasn't going to say the beanie. It, was just, it sits right atop the big hat.
No, it can't. That's silly.
What's the big hat called?
A miter.
Is it?
I believe so.
That sounds kind of accurate, yeah.
We had a bishop that was at our church, which was St. John's the Beloved. St. John's the Beloved, nay, St. John's. But they added it. It was an octagonal church in McLean. And, gosh, what was that guy's name? Mailer. Monsignor Mailer. And he wore a pretty big miter. And kids would throw snowballs at it. He did not like it. He was not. You know, sometimes there's fun priests or clergymen.
He wasn't a jovial.
No, he was more of a by-the-book guy. So he didn't like that.
No,
so
no.
Christmas, I bought Carrie a hoodie.
A miter? That,
yeah, and and red slippers. Who says I can't dress you?
No, the red slippers were the Pope before this one.
Yeah, I think that's just all. I think it's all marketing. I think every Pope wears red slippers.
Maybe.
They need it for travel. You want to go to Oz? Put them on. You need it. Boy, I tell you what, though. You know what? The witch, the Wicked Witch of the West, she
the
hates
devil.
The Vatican, too. Fireballs and whatnot. So I got Carrie a hoodie. And you'd not like it.
Why?
I think she liked it because she's worn it. I loved it. It was.
Is it a gift that, like, you know, some people will buy gifts for other people, but they really think it would be a great gift
like
for themselves?
Like when your son buys you a basketball? I've seen it. So. But no, this was
also
something that
handsome.
We both enjoy. Very strong. We have, you'd love this.
Okay.
It was a cream-colored hoodie, and the logo that was imprinted on it was the original logo from the Beverly Hills 90210 fake diner, the Peach Pit.
Oh, that's cool.
And I loved
it. I like it.
And you know what
Brandon
I like about
Walsh
it?
Walsh worked at the Peach Pit.
Yeah, he did, to pay off his gambling debts. But let's not get into it. I just binge-watched the entire series.
You've got a couple nuggets there.
Yeah, I do. But the Peach Pit thing, she said, this is really nice, but how much was it? And I told her. It was like, with shipping, like around $50, $55, because, you know, it's a hoodie. And she said, I don't feel right keeping it. Let's go ahead and just, I mean, it was a nice gift, but we can return it. And they let her keep it. That was, no need to return it. We'll get a refund. How about that?
That's crazy.
I know. And so I'm wondering if there's like a logarithm or something, because glasses are very different than a hoodie.
Did you say a logarithm?
Algorithm.
Algorithm.
Yeah, it's a logarithm.
I don't
mean... That's what it is.
Okay.
All day.
I really
don't look at me. You know what hurts, and people can see this. You looking at me now like you're sorry for me. Don't do that.
Oh,
I'm doing the best I can.
I felt that on
here.
My face.
Yeah, it was there. It was there. Folks, rewind. Hit your 15-second back button and look at Katie pity me.
I do not have a poker face.
No. No, you don't. No. Lady Gaga. Very much
rah,
so.
Rah, rah, rah. Gaga, gaga.
Now, I know this is a lot of times at the portion of the show where we start singing. We're not going to do that. Not today.
Not going to do that.
No. But anyway, that's the miracle of Amazon, that sometimes, whether it be a sweatshirt from your favorite iconic 90s drama or glasses that honor a rock and roll musician. See, John Lennon was in a band called the Beatles. Or a very funny man who made movies with his brothers in the 30s. Sometimes you get them for free. And that's great. Everyone's talking about the mess that the country's in. But don't you think a free hoodie and a pair of glasses might help everybody at this time?
Congratulations to you.
Thank you. I'd like to think that our show is the hoodie and the pair of glasses for America. That when you tune into this, you're like, hey, this is okay.
But I have not benefited.
To be honest, I guess you haven't. No. What shall I send you?
I don't know.
I've got to have something. Hold on.
Okay. Oh, I do not want a blowtorch.
No. It's here.
Also,
if I'm not going to use it.
Can they cross state lines?
Can I mail you a firework?
No.
An M80? The dogs would hate you.
The dogs would be, they would feel betrayed. They'd be.
Florist wire?
Sure.
Okay,
that
that's what
I could use.
You. Yeah, for your Christmas tree. And send a picture of your tree to the Pope.
I don't have a Christmas tree.
Not even a Christmas?
Mm-mm.
We're taking ours down tomorrow.
Is it really still up?
No, no. There are people that keep the trees up all the year.
Yeah, so that's the thing. I love a twinkly light. Now, this year, I did something. I actually did decorate a little bit.
Did you decorate a tree? Or?
No.
Just around the house?
Just around the house. I hung up stockings.
To dry?
A garland and some bells. And, oh, some bells. Not nearly as good as...
Oh, bells.
Now you're just showing off.
I am.
No, honestly, I haven't, since we moved, I haven't been able to find my bells. That's so tiny.
I know.
But I found my horn. My horn's over. My horn's right
over there. How is the condition of your horn? Because if it needs to be.
Serviced?
Yeah. I mean, you got to maintain it or it's not going to sound right.
I do. So I'll be up that way, I think, in May. And
good. I know the boat show is this weekend at the Dulles Home Expo Center, but the horn show.
Right. I'm afraid my biggest concern.
Hold on. You know what? I need people to put on earmuffs because I forget the bit. Was it a bike show at the Expo Center that had a horn booth? Or was it an entire Expo Center convention devoted to horns? I can't remember what we did.
Devoted to horns.
But we had a booth there.
Yes.
Okay, that's right. So come and see us in May. We'll be at our horn booth at the Dulles Convention Center.
We'll be at our horn booth. Rob will be taking a look at my horn to make sure she is properly... I was going to say oiled, but it went real long.
No. I will... You bring it on down. I'll wax your reed. I will...
Yes. Should we go ahead and let people in on the secret?
Well, what's the big one? That I am the personal guy that hydrates all your rubber bulbs?
No. That we've expanded to harmonicas.
That was going to be there. Come on.
Well, but they don't know what kind.
They know. You've been blowing it all day. It's not a surprise at all. Well, I think this is going great. So let's take a commercial break. Do you think anyone is still listening?
No.
No, nobody.
I'm not even listening.
Tell me about it. The whole thing leaves me rather apathetic. But
we do have questions coming up, though.
Oh, we do have questions. And you know what? Silly me, I forgot.
We'll do those when we come back, right?
When we come back. But this portion of the Cake and Cookies podcast is brought to you by Kit Kat. Great fidelity.
You can keep it to yourself, but it wouldn't be fair, because that chocolate crispy taste is loved everywhere.
So give me a break. Woo! Give me a break. Break me off a piece of that Kit Kat bar.
Beautiful.
Cookies, the podcast that has nothing to do with cake or cookies. It's Rob and Katie.
Tis us. And yeah, hit the wrong button again.
You know how I can tell that the questions came in later in the day?
Why? People are drinking?
Almost all of them are food related.
Food related? Really?
Yes.
Oh, I love it. So we're going to do that now. So hold on. Let's see. I got to do It's Time to Get to Know You.
Getting to know you, getting to know all about you.
Nice. Bing Crosby. I don't have glasses like him. Grandma.
Bing bong.
All right, what's our first question? I like when you read them, if that's okay.
That's totally fine.
Good.
Let's see. What is Rick Forbes writes? That's I know
Ricky.
I know him better as Bubby.
Oh, he's a related Forbes.
He's my brother.
Okay, very good.
He asks, "What is your favorite type of candy?"
You know, right now. Do you want to go first?
I mean, my default is Starburst.
You can't have those with your teeth. They're too sticky, right?
I don't really eat candy, but yeah. After Starburst, I would probably go Sweet Tarts. Gummy bears?
Gummy bears are good. I don't like that sweet and sour mix stuff. Kids love that sour candy.
I like that whole, like, your whole tongue feels like it's just going to...
Yeah, burn, because they're putting acid in your mouth.
Love it.
Same thing with, what do you call it? Salt and vinegar chips. They'll kill you.
Oh, love those.
I do too. But have you ever woken up with your tongue like, what did I do last night?
Yeah.
It burns. And I don't know if you know this, I used to drink. And sometimes you don't feel the burning until the alcohol goes. And so there's that.
Speaking of my brother and Sweet
And by Tarts, the way, hi, Rick.
We were, I think, something like 11 and 12. And for Easter, we'd gotten a bunch of Sweet Tarts. And it was Easter fell early and we were snowed, like snow days. And we took our Sweet Tarts. And I was like, open your mouth. And I'd chuck one at him. And I was like, okay. And then he'd throw one. And we did it. So we got to the point we could be on either side, either doorway of the living room, and like clock them.
And you got good at it.
Yeah.
Wow. That's fascinating. You know, that's a big ask, not only of the pitcher, but also... You'll excuse the expression. Not only the pitcher, but the catcher. Because you have
Once
to
Once you
trust.
Get that far with a Sweet Tart, it hurts.
Yeah, I would think so. Right now on my candy hit parade.
That's why you had to get it right.
You stupid. Rick, you idiot. Look at me. I can't see. You took my eye out.
And you dare not piss each other off while you're practicing.
No. You'll definitely realize that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Was that in your eye?
I'm sorry, did you used to have vision? So, right now on my candy hit parade, cinnamon discs taking a step down. Cinnamon discs is one of my favorite hard candies.
What is this? It tastes like red cinnamon ones?
Yeah, they're great. Don't you like cinnamon?
Cinnamon's fine. So you, I'm sorry.
I have them here right now. I buy them from nuts.com.
I feel I should have known and should not have been surprised by the fact that you like old people candy. Tell me it's butterscotch, and I'm sorry, but I quit the show.
No, but you will. Okay. You'll like this next one just as much.
I don't know that I will.
You will. It's been taken right now. The number one spot in my home is not cinnamon discs, but root beer barrels. The small hard candy that looks like a barrel and tastes like root beer.
I never thought that the downfall of our relationship would hinge on how disappointed I am by
now. I have other favorite candies. I'm just talking to you what I'm into right now.
So like, mine never change.
Really?
No, but I also don't eat a lot of candy ever. Like, there's not a stitch of candy. Wait, I think there's a Breath Mint in my purse.
Well, and it's not doing any good there.
There is one Breath Mint. That's all of the candy in this entire house.
Yeah, we don't have much either because I actually had to order my special root beer barrels. You'd be surprised that the modern grocery store...
And what makes them so special?
Well, they're precise. But you'd be surprised that the modern grocery store doesn't often stock hard candy.
You know where you can get it?
Where?
Cracker Barrel.
Yeah, you know where you can get it? 1920.
I could probably get it at River Street Sweets down the way.
Yeah, but I don't want to pay a premium price for one.
They have
old-timey
candy.
I want a baseline price for a baseline candy. And that's what I get at nuts.com.
But
honorable mentions for candy, I will go across out of my way to get a caramel bullseye.
Ew.
The caramels with the white stuff in the middle. Oh, I love them.
What is wrong with you?
I also like licorice. Don't have any here right now.
All old people candies.
What about chocolate? I like chocolate.
I don't like chocolate.
Robert doesn't like chocolate. Do you eat an Oreo?
No, I think Oreos are vile.
See, Robert won't eat chocolate, but he will eat Oreos. Robert's my son, if you're just joining us mid-podcast, if you just got off a plane.
I don't like the insides of Oreos.
The white stuff.
Yeah.
You got the white stuff, baby.
No.
Oh, oh, oh. The white stuff.
I found out it's just lard and sugar.
And it won't be. Never... It can't be lard because it's those cookies
not lard,
are vegan.
But like Crisco.
Shortening.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Sorry. Shortening.
Mama's little baby loves shortening. Shortening. Mama's little baby loves shortening bread. Do we have another question?
Oh yeah.
But yeah. And as my favorite chocolate candy, forced to choose, would probably be a Reese's either Christmas tree or pumpkin because of the peanut butter to chocolate ratio. Chocolate ratio.
I just don't have anything. I don't have anything like that in my life.
Wow.
Maybe it's a sad life. But...
And ironically, she contracted diabetes.
Greg Pallett asks,
yes,
spinach lasagna or meat lasagna?
So easy.
Right?
Yeah. I think we shouldn't even answer it. Let's leave them hanging. If you listen to this show, you know I'm not even going to say it. Not going to ruin it.
Don't ruin it.
Don't ruin it. Do you like lasagna?
Yeah.
How about a chocolate lasagna?
Hard pass.
No, because it's one of my go-tos at Costco. I'll get the frozen lasagna or the fresh. I love lasagna.
Again, we have nothing like that in the house because Dan's allergies.
What, he's allergic to good taste? He's allergic to giving his wife what she wants?
He can't have lasagna.
Well, so make him a sandwich and you eat the lasagna.
Well, I'm going to buy a lasagna for myself?
Well, you don't have to eat it in one night. I have, but you don't have to.
Okay.
Maybe you need some garlic bread.
Tammy Dolatowski asks, on the theme of pasta, meat ravioli or cheese ravioli?
That's tough.
I'm going cheese ravioli.
I'm going, you know what? I'm taking it to the next level. Cheese ravioli with meat sauce.
Ooh, but yeah, if I want meat ravioli, I'm just going to get lasagna.
And Dan can't have that.
Cheese ravioli. That's the way to go.
It's good stuff. And maybe you need garlic bread. It's our new catchphrase.
Lee DeWeese asks, what's the best thing that happened to you during the show hiatus?
Like with that brief period?
Personal life?
The brief period of 3 years,
right?
When we weren't doing the show? golly, best thing. I'll just say this because it's probably true. I sobered up.
I love that.
It's pretty good.
I love that.
And you double drinking, right? You drink more than ever before now?
No. No, actually we don't drink nearly as much as we used to.
Good
sure.
For you. Yeah.
No.
Dan was one of my favorites.
Oh, my shenanigans got to be not.
I know we've told this story many times on the show, but one of the times that Carrie and I came and crashed at your place as a host gift. We brought a bottle of, it was brand new at the time, Crown Royal Rye.
Here's and the it thing. Was, that's the only time I've ever seen him drink, like, Crown.
Because he was, I don't know if he liked it or if he was keeping up or being polite. But at one point, I asked, because I was such a good dad, I said, now go get your dad some ice in this cup and just enough rye to make the ice wet. And he said, okay. And then he looked at Dan, and Dan said,
he stopped speaking words.
He did. He ceased. And I believe you escorted him to the bed, and that was his day.
Yeah. No, he had to. Yes. It was time for him to retire.
Yeah. I feel bad. I probably shouldn't have brought it.
He just gets he gets swept up.
I know. It's fun. Fun is the best thing to have.
Fun. Yeah. But that's beyond. That's not fun.
You know, my buddy's Doug in Haiti. One time we had an evening out with Doug because Haiti was running a marathon or something that fit people
Ooh,
do.
Ambitious. And so, I don't do those kinds.
So we dropped Doug off that night. And they only live like 0.8 miles from us. And before I got home, my cell phone rang. And she says, what did you do to him?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
He was destroyed.
Oh, no.
And really, I thought back on it, I probably could have done a better job than just having Carrie drop him off there. You know, I was in no sense to drive. I couldn't do it. But
right.
I mean, we really just sort of like like in a Bogart movie, slowed it down to 15 miles an hour and pushed him out. We didn't even like stick around to make sure he got inside.
Just like Pepper.
Yeah, you know what? That's why you shouldn't drink if you're going to make wise decisions. But I do know that my wise decision that followed that was, let's not go home. Let's go to Taco Bell. And Carrie said yes.
Oh.
And we bought a big bag of stuff.
Do you think you spent more than $20?
You know what? I know we did. And back then, it wasn't that easy to do. Now, it's easy. Yeah. It used to be if you spent like $12 at Taco Bell, you were catering an event.
Yes. It's like a dozen tacos.
Yeah, I know. Well,
and condiments.
I'm so sorry that we delivered Doug home in that condition. We didn't even tell him about the messed up veggie burger.
What? I don't even know.
We were at one of those movie theaters that has like an attached restaurant that's the movie theater restaurant. And he ordered a vegan burger and it came. And I think he didn't want mayonnaise on it. And it came with a lot of mayonnaise. And instead of sending it back, because he was well lubricated, just sort of shaved the roll on the side of his plate and made a terrific mess.
So,
but, yeah, you know, that's okay. We love him. We still love him. What did you do to him? Yes.
Rob Reef asks.
Reese? Moffitt?
Reef. Right?
Oh, Reef. Reef?
R-E-I-F.
Oh, it's always calm on the reef.
I like this question.
Okay.
What are your thoughts on whether or not it's okay to bring another pet, perhaps a dog, home without having spoken to your spouse or significant other first? I feel like this is someone, you know what? Rob?
What?
Reef?
Yes?
Speaking to Rob Reef.
I'm sorry, I get so confused.
I have followed some of the dogs that you have brought home on the Facebook, and this person is a good person. They take the scraggly old ones.
Yeah.
And love them like just so hard for the rest of their lives.
That is literally a thing of beauty.
I could get away
with it. I think I could bring a dog home and Carrie would be okay.
She
brought Sebastian.
So here's the problem. I could bring a dog home and Dan would be fine. Presley,
right.
However, would never forgive me.
Yeah.
We actually tried. We tried to adopt another dog. Yeah, and
it didn't
Presley,
work.
She would get into the afternoon, and you could see she just didn't understand what was going on. It was really sad.
So, well, I totally understand.
She would sundown and be like, "Who is this stranger?" And she'd be so mad and scared.
She craves not change, just like me. That's a sign of wisdom.
Well, she has doggy dementia. Like, she's on senility.
Well, maybe
support.
That's me, too. I don't know.
Oh, okay. We're going to have to add some stuff to you.
I'm just glad that you have that
Cut
blue
up
thing
some
behind
pills
you.
In your food bowl.
You have blue behind you. It helps me see you.
Oh, that's good. But, yeah, no, take the dog home, Rob.
Yeah, okay, good. It'll be a big dog, though.
Not your. Maybe?
Oh, I'm sorry. You're talking to him again. Okay, new rule. New rule. You can't ask questions if your name is Rob or Katie or Deedle or 8-Ball. That's right out because it throws our timing. Our impeccable timing has been disturbed.
Oh, dear.
I know. It's a crisis. Do you have any more?
There's all kinds of.
Oh, they do love us.
Mm-hmm. There's a ton.
All right. I'll take a 200-pound question then.
Merle Rogers would like to know, why are you like this?
What?
That's the question. Why are you like this?
It is a mixture of, I guess, nature and nurture.
I honestly don't know.
Well, are you answering it for yourself or for me?
That's for me. That's okay. For me. Also for you.
Yeah.
I honestly don't know.
I think that you are you because you are at heart one of the nicest, best people, really a quality person. You really, really are. You look out for people, you provide joy, you really are a sensational human being. However, you spent enough time in the radio business that they broke it. That's what's wrong with you. And you still run. I mean, it's not like a car that's seized on the side of the road, but it's not what it once was.
The sparkle has worn off.
Yeah, it is. It's dull.
I thought I was like, this is the best compliment I've ever
received. Well, I meant every word of it. I do, but...
But you're broken.
Yeah, you're broke. They broke you. Now, I don't know why I'm me, and I think that's several podcasts and sub-podcasts under it to figure that out.
I don't think there's enough therapy.
No, I don't think there's enough... I don't think there's enough gigabytes to do it. Honestly, they can say... I'm complicated, like Twin Peaks.
I couldn't watch the show sometimes.
I'm starting
so
to watch
confused.
It. I know.
Are you?
Yeah, yeah. Julia's watched all of it twice. She loves it.
Like, it scared me.
Well, I mean, that's not bad to be
creepy.
Scared.
No, I don't like scary things. We've talked about this.
All right, let me cleanse your mind, and then we'll have one more question. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't want to leave you scared and feeling unhappy. Instead of thinking about Twin Peaks, think of where I'm going to be at 8 p.m. this Friday.
I don't know.
I am going to be in the Grand Theater of the Charlestown, West Virginia Hollywood Casino.
Oh, that's this weekend?
To see Dean Z, the Elvis impersonator, with my wife, daughter, son, and my mother.
I'm so excited for you.
I can't wait.
I am so excited for you.
I cannot wait. See? Now you're happy. You're not thinking about the little guy running around in Twin Peaks.
That show was just too creepy for me.
You know what's weird about watching it? It has a feel, because I never watched it at the time. It has a feel of like a Netflixy or Hulu show, but they do hard stop downs for commercials. I'm like, oh yeah, this is network television in 1989. You forget that they used to do that. And it's weird. It's out of place is what it is. I hold in my hand the cue for the last question. Rather excited.
What movie or TV show do you think you could step into and excel? That comes from Gregory Dickens.
That's a great question.
Uh-huh.
Do you have anything that pops to mind for you other than General Hospital?
Golden Girls.
The fifth Golden Girl. You know, it's sad. We are probably, I am anyway, probably near the age that they all were when they started that show.
Probably.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So would you replace a Golden
then
Girl?
Then it got sad.
Would it I did.
Replace? Yeah. I mean.
Or would you just be an addition?
I think it would be the updated version.
Oh, so there's three other Golden Girls.
And actually, we had this conversation at dinner last night.
I was going to say, and do they all have harmonicas?
Well, first of all, they think that I'm Rose, which was almost hurtful. And then,
no,
and
I don't
then
see
I
you
said,
as that.
Really, Rose? And they said, oh, no, you're Sophia.
No, you're not that
yes.
at all. No, you're the Maude character. Is that Dorothy?
That's Dorothy.
Dorothy, yeah. Because you know why? I'm not saying that you're a large, manly person with a long vest and a low voice.
Dorothy did not suffer fools.
No, and also, she's got the ability to deliver the punchline. And you do too. So you would be that.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, yeah. And I would write Sophia out of this.
Okay, so there's only third. Well, I mean.
Or why not?
As far as the storyline goes, I don't think it'd be terribly hard to write her.
Well,
out.
Let's take it to the next level. Let me ask
Kinda
you to
like
envision.
Dan.
Let me ask you to envision this. Coming in 2026 on Paramount Plus, The Golden Girl.
Just
it's just you.
Show.
Yeah,
just
and me. You're living in Florida, and you
no.
got that house. No,
I won't be in Florida. No.
Okay,
it
where do you stand?
Take place in Savannah.
Oh, good update. Good update.
Okay.
So, but I guess this would still. How do you feel about cheesecake?
Not my favorite, but you know, I could suffer for the cause.
Well, what if? You know what? If it's just you, you don't have to eat cheesecake. Like when you have trouble.
I can have my Starburst and all
yeah,
the sweet
and lemon.
Tarts.
Yeah.
Pickle. Oh,
lots
I like
of lemon stuff.
I like lemon stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then you'd say,
it's my favorite.
I sure am alone here.
What about, hello?
I wish I had my mother and an idiot and a hooker.
I think Rose was pretty smart. So what would you be able to
Where did she live into? In Lake, what was it? Trying to think of where her
hometown. No. She was from, well, shoot.
It was someplace in Wisconsin, I think. Great name, though, whatever it is.
Rose Nyland.
That's good that you're throwing her last name around.
I know.
Like, you know why? Because you're showbiz. You're connected.
She was from, I don't know. Wait, her bizarre hometown.
Of what?
St. Olaf.
That's what it is.
But here's what's funnier. The reason I started laughing before I said it was because I remembered it before I clicked on it.
I thought maybe you looked at it and thought it said Stoloff.
I remembered her last name. How I wouldn't be able to pull St. Olaf.
That's weird that I, because, but I guess it's not because I somehow knew it too. That Blanche I recognized
Devereaux,
that it was.
Dorothy Spornak.
She's a fellow from the old country.
But Dorothy Spornak is her married name. I don't remember. Oh. Sophia.
Coppola.
No. What was Sophia's. What was her.
Folks, stick around. We're going to answer this question in just a second.
I'm so sorry.
And you're not, and that's okay.
I'm not even a little bit.
No, you're not. This might be your favorite part of the show.
Probably.
What you
Probably.
Got?
Probably. You know what? I don't know. I can't.
It doesn't have the old lady's last name? Estelle Getty?
Roses, Charlie and Rose, her husband, how he died, St. Olaf. This is all about, okay, forget it.
Well, now we've got to do it.
I know. So.
Is that a new tattoo? No, that's the pepper, right?
Petrillo. The
yeah. Okay.
Sophia Petrillo.
So Dorothy.
No, it's not a new tattoo. That's mine.
No, it's one I've seen before, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it would be Dorothy Skrzeneck, nay Petrillo.
I believe so, yes.
What TV show could I walk into?
Mm-hmm.
I could be real self-congratulatory and say you'd fit in on Dick Van Dyke, but no. That would be a dream to walk into the Dick Van Dyke show. But I'm not cool enough nor skinny enough to do that. I think.
I think you could have been one of the writers.
I work with Buddy and Sally?
Yeah.
Because that would be a dream. That would be a dream show.
I think you could work with Buddy and Sally.
Okay.
The question is, how will you look in black and white?
I'm so pale. You kind of know already.
It doesn't work. I guess so. You do have you've got on black. There's a black. It'll be, everything's going to work out fine.
Yeah. And if not, I'd like to think of WKRP would not be good because it was so not about being on the air. Everything was just wrong about it.
Yeah.
But there was a movie, one of my favorite radio movies and my absolute one of my absolute favorites is called American Hot Wax. And it's a very romanticized story of disc jockey Alan Freed, who went down for payola. But he was the most popular disc jockey, like crazy, crazy popular. Mm-hmm. And so this is the story of him being on the air in New York in the mid-50s and playing rock and roll, and his program director yelling at him, but the microphones are great, the music is great, and they talked over the music. I could do that. I'll say American Hot Wax, nay Dick Van Dyke Show.
Okay, so if I'm being truly honest.
The Sopranos, I mean, for you?
Not, I mean, because that's, yes, I am.
How dare you? Me stealing Mike's car.
Polly, you can call me Polly.
It's Katie Walnuts.
Katie Walnuts.
And we've named the show.
Okay, that's good. I'm done. I'm so happy.
You could be like, you could have, in years past, you could have been like Meadows Buddy. That is oblivious to all the mob stuff going on.
I guess.
You don't want to be on The Sopranos?
No, I don't want to be on The Sopranos. You might get shot.
That's true. That's true. Okay, then let's do a show where you won't get shot. This week, folks, join Katie on 60 Minutes. And you wouldn't do interviews and you wouldn't be interviewed. You'd just be walking around. Like behind Scott Pelley, you just walk by. He'd say, "That's Katie. She shouldn't be seen right now." I'm Scott Pelley. All right, did we get anything done today? Did we solve anything?
Oh, no.
Don't feel that it's a problem. I would just say it's the 123rd consecutive time we didn't solve anything.
Yeah. All right. I have a headache and I'm trying.
Truth be told, you had it before the show.
I did.
I didn't cause it.
The show, and I am feeling a little bit better. So I think I just needed to laugh a lot.
I just needed dilapidid. I thought, what is that? Like synthetic heroin? Laugh, clown, laugh.
Call me 8-Ball.
Don't. People will talk down at the cube or whatever they call the gym. I don't know. All right. We'll do this again next week. But until then, it's this week. And God bless you all. Put on your miter and get going.
I'd rather wear the beanie.
Well, when we do Cake and Cookies Live, you wear the beanie, I'll wear the miter.
Perfect.
Glad we got that solved. All right, folks, remember, like and subscribe. 5 stars is an excellent rating. We would appreciate it. And we will see you next week. So long, everybody.
Toodaloo.
Portions not affecting the outcome of today's game may have been edited prior to today's broadcast. Cake and Cookies, the Rob and Katie Show. This is Dude Walker speaking.
Katie Forbes, Von Herman, Rob Spiewak.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
'Hey, Dan, good to see you. I didn't realize the gun show was in town.
That's why I made him get on camera.
But we're tattoo buddies now, so it's cool.
Yeah. Same thing, I'm sure.
Yeah. No, you've never seen me with my shirt off. And you know what? Actually, I don't think you have.
No, I don't think I have either. And I'm pretty sure you haven't seen me without mine either.
I guarantee you that.
It goes for both of us.
Yes. As Joan Crawford said in Mommy Dearest, it's a sword. Cuts both ways.
Hey, Presley. Presley's here too.
No way. Hi, girl.
Hi, sweetness. Oh, nope.
She remembers me.
So she, So what's really funny about Presley is after she gets groomed, her fur is curly.
Really?
It's the strangest thing. It's like swirly and curvy.
We had a cocker named Pepper that cockers get so hairy that every spring you have to like shave them down.
Yeah.
And when he'd come home after he got his hair cut, he'd stand in the corner and if you looked at him, he'd growl because he was embarrassed.
Oh, no.
He was a weird
Pepper.
Dog. He was a weird dog. My grandmother knew that at night Pepper would get into her chair. But this was like before video or anything.
Was Pepper not allowed to get into
grandma's chair? No, he wasn't. Of course not. This is why it's an overnight thing. And so she came out one night with the express purpose.
Never leave.
With the express purpose of catching him in the chair. And she came out and it's like dark because it's the nighttime. And she says, Pepper. He looked up and he growled. Because he'd been caught.
Damn it. I know. Poor little buddy.
I'm all for letting kids do whatever they need to do, and dogs too, is what I meant to say.
Same thing.
Yeah, okay.
I wouldn't know.
About kids or dogs? You know all about dogs.
I don't have children.
We'll get you one. Okay. Season 3 of the show. All right, hold on. But, we're wasting all this beautiful comedy.
Yes, we are.